Well, hello, and thank you for tuning in to True Set Free TV. I'm Vincent Rhodes, your host, and I wanted to share something with you that I ran across. Actually, it was published by a pastor, I believe Greg Locke, and he posted showing that the Democrats have a symbol that is, the Democrats' new symbol. It does actually favor a satanic looking Baphomet. And now, of course, I guess this website here is trying to expose this pastor as being a conspiracy theorist. But actually, this really does look like a Baphomet here when you look at it. And this is what Kamala and also Joe Biden are going to be running up under this symbol here, or over this symbol, whatever. And so it's really kind of like, is it a coincidence or is this really real? Well, it's not a coincidence. It actually shows the head of the Baphomet, and it is a satanic symbol that we all know is the pentagram. And this is something here you need to ask yourself this question: are the Democrats really working towards a satanic agenda? And it seems like they are, because, you know, as we look at, some of the works of the Democrats, the things that they're producing, it really is showing that they are producing havoc all over America and even throughout the world. You know, there's many people who are shocked by what they're seeing. And here it is. Here's another one out of the Federalist, talks about how even Kamala Harris is helping to bail out of jail many of the rioting criminals that have been rioting. And this is nothing but pure evil indeed. Indeed, of course, I guess I don't need to doubt this, that this is going on. And so person of interest here is the Hamilton Corner, and this is Abraham Hamilton. I like to listen to him because he's sharing a conservative viewpoint on things, as I do, and me and him possibly would be at lunch together, you know. So I like listening to what he has to say about it. He's saying that the Black Lives Matter agenda is also supported by witchcraft, and he demonstrates that, and that he actually picked up a feed where the leader of the Black Lives Matter organization is exchanging with another person who is also in the business of destroying America. And they are talking about how they are summoning spirits in order for them to do the things that they're doing. These are evil spirits that they are summoning. And I want to remind you that, you know, the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against, wickedness in high places. And that's what we're wrestling against. And it seems like this is all coming to a head right here with this agenda, that we are headed on a railroad track to hell. And that's what these Democrats want to bring about. And, you know, I basically am not into party politics, but if ever there was a group of people that are illustrating the demonic agenda, the Democrats would probably be the major group of people who would be doing that. So, you know, it's important that we know that they are frontlining for Satan. Let's take a listen to the Hamilton as the Black Lives Matter group organizer is talking about summoning the devil or demons. Let's listen.
Clip number one.
Maybe I'm sharing too much, but we become very intimate with the spirits that we call on regularly, right? Like each of them seems to have a different presence and personality. You know, I laugh a lot with Waukesha, you know, and I didn't meet her in her body, right? Yeah. I met her through this work.
Oh, Lord. She said she laughs a lot with Waukesha, who she didn't meet in her body. So where'd you meet? You laughing with Waukesha, where did y'all meet? You're going to find that Dr. Abdullah and Patrice Cullors talks about summoning the spirits of the dead, using the power of the spirits of the dead in order to give them the ability to do what they're calling the so-called justice work. You're going to find that what they're describing is their adherence to the Yoruba religion of Ifa or Ifa, to where they are summoning dead spirits. If you think...
Okay, so again, this is the satanic agenda to summon the dead spirits. And these people here, Kamala Harris, along with Joe Biden. As a matter of fact, Joe was in a television interview that someone thought would probably be a good idea to show what Joe would actually be doing. If he did become president, this is what he'd be doing. And Kamala probably would be running the country because Joe Biden would be doing this.
Joining us live this morning from New York. Hey, good morning. Wake up. Yes, wake up.
Okay.
This is your wake up call.
Nothing.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We are going. He's meditating. He's taking a little nap. Joining us.
Well, now, I don't know whether that was real or not, but it is funny because this would be the president instead of Joe Biden. And from what I understand, there's been a lot of sleeping her way to the White House with various different people. And casting spells all the way there. And so we have the scripture reminding us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, against powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness, of course. That is what we are wrestling against. And Jesus, it said this would day would come that, you know, iniquity shall abound because the love of many would wax cold. Hopefully people will get the message before it just gets so out of hand that people forget, you know, that what we need to do is we need to love one another. Now, in Kenosha, of course, there is a wake up call for the Democratic leaders across the country. Because what they have been proposing, this hatred and the agenda that they've been pushing for the Black Lives Matter, has actually ended up with rioting and looting and just criminal activity that has been off the chain. However, it seems like the Democrats maybe even want more of this because just recently they had vowed not to even persecute prosecute anyone who would be rioting. And I want you to hear that, and I'm going to run you over to the clip so you can hear that as well, because it is just downright evil. This one comes from the Setros channel, so let's listen here.
Randy Sutton, 33-year law enforcement veteran and founder of the Wounded Blue. What do you make of the DA announcing, first of all, the protesters who have been arrested? Obviously, they were arrested for a crime, nonviolent charges during recent demonstrations, but nonetheless a crime in Portland, will no longer be prosecuted. What kind of message does that send?
Well, that's a complete surrender of the criminal justice system. You know, I read the policy by Mr. Schmidt. It reads more like a political manifesto than it does a criminal justice policy. And the statement that he just said that you aired is a complete fabrication. It's a lie. Let me read what the policy actually really does say. Schmidt directed deputy district attorneys to consider whether or not the person charged was in pain, unable to hear, breathe, or see at the moment of the resistance for the crimes, resisting arrest, assault on a police officer, arson. All of these are what he is. In fact, what he said is all offenses of disorderly conduct, interference with a police officer, escape, harassment, and criminal trespass will be summarily dismissed. This is an actuality.
I mean,
this is a criminal justice system in free fall.
That's putting it lightly. I mean, protesters, they can still be charged with theft or use of force. But here's the kicker. Not for interfering with a police officer or rioting. Right. I mean, how in the world are police officers supposed to do their jobs if they're supposed to stop rioters, but now the rioters that push back on those police officers are just given a slap on the wrist, and quite frankly, they're not given anything. They're given a free pass. I mean, this does give rioters a free pass, does it not?
Absolutely it does. In fact, riot is one of the charges that they are not prosecuting on. Meanwhile, we have police officers who have been injured in the line of duty on multiple occasions. We have individuals who are trying to set them on fire, and this district attorney is refusing to prosecute. When I read the policy, when I saw what he actually said, this is actually just a slap in the face to the Portland Police Department, who have already had their wings clipped by the mayor, who has proclaimed himself police commissioner. Meanwhile, officers are being severely injured in the line of duty, not getting any attention. That's why my organization, the Wounded Blue, exists to help men and women like this. But we are seeing this district attorney is absolutely
outrageous.
Become a political animal.
All right.
This isn't about justice.
It is.
Well, okay,
right.
I guess
Lieutenant
you can you can hear this here, and I'll try to leave some links in the description for this. But you can see that, you know, what's going on now is that good has become evil and evil has become good. And it has purposely become that way under the Democratic Party. We can see all sorts of hypocrisy going on in the Democratic Party, where they are continuing to shut down businesses. Here's one business that was shut down all the way until, it was shut down completely by the Democratic ruled government in California. And it shows here, however, that even though the business was shut down, a hair salon, they made it illegal to even get your hair blow dried. Nancy Pelosi went into the hair salon to have her hair done, in a parlor where the actual parlor was shut down. It's been shut down since, it's been shut down since March. And they have not been able to even open. They were hoping to open on September the 1st, but they were not able to open. But Nancy Pelosi used her own secretary and that kind of thing to set up a wash and a dry and all of this kind of thing at the hair salon. It says here, Monday afternoon for a wash and a blowout, despite the local ordinance keeping salons closed amid the corona plandemic. I'm going to give that. Fox News has learned, and they have some footage of this woman actually going into the shop and getting her hair done. There's Pelosi there, or being in the shop rather than she's going to get a wash, which is illegal. That she's not supposed to be there. But again, these people don't really care about the American people. They only care about control and that kind of thing. She's not wearing a mask, but of course, this man has to wear a mask like a slave. And so you can see that's happening right now. And so all over, we're seeing that we're wrestling against very wicked people and evil spirits. Black Lives Matter is talking about, you know, that they are consulting demons, wicked, dead people, the dead to even get their power. And that's they say that they can't even go into this battle, this battle and this rioting in the streets. They say they can't do it unless they have consulted these spirits. But the Bible clearly tells us in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6, that, you know, a person who consults these spirits, these evil spirits, are like wizards, and they are like whores and harlots. And this is what we have now running the country, a bunch of whores and harlots and evil, wicked people who have a plan to destroy this country, to bring it down by any means possible, and who actually worship the devil. So anyway, you let me know what you think about this. Maybe you don't believe that they worship the devil. Maybe you think that this is, a little bit hard, being that it's party politics. I'm not really into party politics, but when the truth is out there, look at our major cities. Our major cities are mostly run by the Democrats, and then these governors who are destroying the various states that they are residing in. People are running from these states. They're running from New York. They're fleeing out of California. They're fleeing states that are run by the Democrats, because the satanic agenda is so strong. The spirit is so strong of division. And so what we have to do is we have to pray for our country, because right now we're under one of the greatest demonic assaults that this nation has ever seen. But you know what could happen? A group of people could rise up in this country, and they could rise up and begin to cry out to the Lord. And when these people wake up and cry out to the Lord, then we're going to see a revival like we've never seen before. This is only a test. And what we have to do now as a nation of believers in God is to call on His name. And if we call on His name, the Bible says, whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. So, we need to bind the spirit of evil and demonic presence in this country, and have a revival, and throw off this these spirits that are coming here, because the truth is light, right? And whenever the truth is revealed, this is what the people are afraid of. This is what these demonic people are afraid of, being exposed, and they are being exposed. But we have to take a stand, because the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Anyway, you let me know what you think about this. Like, subscribe, or don't. And thank you also for all the people who are contributing to my channel. With Patreon, just $3 a month keeps us going. But remember, until next time, that Jesus is the light of the world, and the truth shall set you free. God bless you.